So, Luke, you were talking about how the PSI Beto products need to be extended with machine learning models. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah. So what we discovered together with our customers is that indeed machine learning models, where you train the model out of historical production data, could be very beneficial for production management. Just as an example, we could use it to categorize how good a sales order is. Is it a good one, a bad one? Or we can use it only by collecting historical data to predict how will be the delivery time for this particular production order. Or even better, we can say we could try to look in the future and try to predict a mechanical property after step number 3.
Mm-hmm.
If we can predict the mechanical properties, we can also predict when the mechanical properties will be not okay. So yeah. We can even predict future defects. And mm-hmm. then, of course, you have the power of trying to correct that situation as soon as possible in the production process. So you can prescribe the remaining steps mm-hmm. in order to avoid the defect. Mm-hmm. And this is, of course, a gold mine for our customers, because you can have less defects, less scrap, less production failures. So for sure, there is a very high potential of bringing machine learning models inside the world of production management.
I mean, it does sound like a gold mine, definitely indeed. So yeah, speaking about potential, what do we as PSI Metals need to do to, you know, carry this out?
And this is, of course, the challenge. Mm-hmm. Because as I said, machine learning is a tool where you collect a whole lot of data, really a lot of data, production data. Mm-hmm. This is not a problem for PSI Metals. We are already a big collector of production data.
Yes.
But of course, you have to learn from the whole history. Mm-hmm. So you need a workbench, you need a tool, an environment mm-hmm. where you can store all these different production data elements.
Yes.
And then, of course, starts the real process of getting to a model that you can deploy. Yes. And therefore, what we use is a tool not from PSI Metals, but mm-hmm. from a sister company, which is called FLS, which is a PSI company. And they developed the last 30 years mm-hmm. their own workbench. Yeah. It's called PSI Qualicision AI. Mm-hmm. And this is exactly the tool we need. It's a tool where you can store a lot of production data.
Mm-hmm.
You can also use that tool to cleanse, to clean out mm-hmm. to the data, because unfortunately, with production data, you always have to clean it up. You have to make it neater.
Mm-hmm.
And once you have very nice defined historical data for a typical problem, then you can start the learning process. But also here, Qualicision AI has the means and the different technologies to train a machine learning model.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to validate that model. Also here, Qualicision has the means to check how good or bad
mm-hmm.
this machine learning model is behaving on the data. Once you are sure that a machine learning model is good enough to put into production,
mm-hmm.
of course you have to bring it back to production. That means you have to deploy it. But it's not even stopping there.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have additional information, so qualitative labeling based on machine learning inside the PSI Metals production world.
Mm-hmm.
But then, typically with machine learning models, after a while, they decline in quality. Mm-hmm. So you have to monitor them. Also here, Qualicision AI has the tools and the functionalities mm-hmm. to monitor the behavior in the real production environment of the model.
Mm-hmm.
Once that you see that you that the quality is degrading underneath a certain accuracy level, then you can say, okay, now we need to retrain. And then you go back to the workbench, you retrain,
mm-hmm.
you get a new model, probably an up-to-date, more accurate model with the current conditions of the plant,
mm-hmm.
and you can redeploy it. So all this life cycle of mm-hmm. getting the data, learning from the data, validating the model, mm-hmm. putting the model in the production environment, monitoring it and retraining it when needed, all this life cycle is part of Qualicision AI framework.
That sounds very fascinating indeed. I definitely found that very interesting, and it's great to hear about the Qualicision AI framework. Thank you for that in-depth explanation about how it works. And thank you for joining us once again, Luke.
It was a pleasure.